Rabbi, I want to focus on one particular nakuda here. The Gemara says, a kaifer b'milva, what's the din? B'pikadon. Now, when you say two things in the same breath, so they're probably talking about the same type of situation, the same circumstances. In other words, when is a kaifer b'milva kasher la'edus? When a kaifer b'pikadon is pasul la'edus. When is a kaifer b'pikadon pasul la'edus? When a kaifer b'milva is kasher la'edus. We're talking about the same case. It would be bizarre to say a kaifer b'milva is kasher la'edus in one case, the kaifer b'pikadon is pasul la'edus in a different case, or else if they're talking about different cases, so then it just doesn't belong together. It sure sounds like, does everyone agree with my hanacha, my assumption, that we're talking about the same situation? Whenever the koifer b'milva is kasher la'edus, the koifer b'pikadon is pasul la'edus. Correct? Sounds pretty good, right? Says the Gemara. They ask the Gemara a question, how could the koifer b'pikadon be pasul la'edus? There's a special ishtamute over there. Also, Dilma, says the Gemara. Hey, Gemara is an interesting word. Dilma ad bechashna umashkachna le. Until I search for it and find it. Even by koifer b'pikadon we have a ishtamute, says the Gemara. We're around 8 lines from the bottom, says the Gemara. V'chi amrinan koifer b'pikadon pasul la'edus kigoin da'asu sahadi. V'asidu be'da'u shaita isa l'pikadon b'beise v'have yoda. The case that koifer b'pikadon is pasul la'edus is where he has the p'kadon in his house and he knows about it. So what would be the case of koifer b'milve kasher la'edus? Same thing. He's got the money in his house and he knows about it. Inami davin nokat le'biyode, or he's holding in his hand. So what would be the case by koifer b'milve? Someone says, you owe me $100. He says, I don't owe you $100. And he's got $100 right there in his pocket. And he says, kasher la'edus. Why is he kasher la'edus? He said, because maybe he doesn't have money. Can't pay. He's just pushing it off. Doesn't have money. He's holding on to money. He's got money in his pocket. So how could we say, hold on, just think about it. How can we say, hold on a second, that the case of koifer b'milve is going to be kasher la'edus in the same case where koifer b'pikadon is pasul la'edus? The case of koifer b'pikadon pasul la'edus is where we've got it. It's here. He's holding it. So how is koifer b'milve kasher la'edus if he's holding on to money? He's got money in his pocket. Why is he kasher la'edus? The only reason we said the kasher by koifer b'milva is because maybe he doesn't have money. Doesn't have money. Maybe he's got money in his pocket. What? What'd you say? You're allowed to spend the milva, but right now he owes money. Right now he owes money, correct? And he's got money. Why is he not paying? He's got money. He got money in his pocket. He's standing here in Beis Din. The Shmeiger came to Beis Din with a wad of cash in his pocket. And he said, I don't owe you anything. And we proved he does owe. He says, look, I'm really sorry. I didn't have any money to pay you. I was out of cash. I was really just trying to push off. I'm supposed to get money next week. You're supposed to get money next week. Look what you got in your pocket. What do you mean you don't have any money? Oh, so another would say like this. When it comes to money, maybe he has money in his pocket. Maybe he even has 50,000 smackaroos sitting in his pocket. He's bulging with cash. But who knows what he needs that money for? He might need that money because he's, if he doesn't pay off some mafia guy, so they got a hit on him or something. I don't know what he needs the money for. It's very possible he's desperate for that money. He's not just like, he's not using it to buy himself his new Lexus. He's using it because, I don't know what, at least in his mind, that money is already spoken for. That money is already account. I can't part with this money. But if I have your cow, or your belt, or your watch. I can't say, I need this, it's not mine. What does that mean, you need it, it's not yours? When it comes to money, I don't have to give you a specific money. So therefore, this money I have already using for something else.
If he has the money on it, how can he say that he's not making? What other thing can you have the money for?
Buy food for my children. It's not your money. Whoa, what? Stop. It's not your money. I'm going to spend my money on my kids' food. My children need food. Your family doesn't need food. I'll pay you. Eventually, I'll pay you. I'm not going to pay you now, but I'll pay you later. So therefore, if it's something that belongs to you, so I can't take your thing because I have a need. But if it's my money, so in Achanami, it could be I'm liquid. I got lots of cash here in Bezdin.
Money? The old money?
I'll pay you later.
That money that he has in it is the money he owes.
It's not, no, wait, you just made an assumption. The money that he has is the money that he owes? No, I owe you money. This money happens to be I need for something else. I'm desperate to get this money. And I need this money for something else. I don't have extra money for you. I don't have money that I can provide your, what I owe you with. What? That's Pikadon. Now we're superimposing over to Milva. What? It's not a cow. It's not a loan. You don't loan cows. A loan is always money. A Milva is always money. The Rabbi, here is my, you got that? Here is my question. This is a good Chazara question. What would be, according to, in the following case, I think according, in the following case, he actually has the very dollar bill that he borrowed, the Zelbika bill. He took $100 bill from him, and it's the same serial number. He never spent the money. I'll even give you a hint. I'll use the language. Loi hoitseisim. He never spent the money, Bechlau. He's got the same bill in his hands. And he's got it in Beis Din. And the guy walks in and says, you took $100 from me. I said, I never took diddly squat from you. He says, yes, he did. And he's caught. What's that in your pocket? That's my bill. He's got my bill. There it is. That's my $100. Over there, would you say that he is kasher le'edos or pasul le'edos?
Doesn't matter if you hold Malva.
What?
Doesn't matter if you hold.
Oh. So if you hold Milva, so who cares if he still has the same bill? It was Milva Lehaitza. Oh, but Rashi says, even if Milva Lehaitza Nitna, it's only after you actually spend it, until you spend it. And that works with Rashi Bayas. Loi Haitze Sim Vehain Shel Cha Bichal Makoin Shehem. Rashi says, Loi Tzeisim, it's your money. So my boy says, I have a kasha. Is there a case of Kaifer bin Milva that he should be Pasul Eidus? He should be Pasul Eidus. The same way we said, case of Kaifer bin Pikadon. He's got the watch in Bezdin, he's got the belt in Bezdin, he's got the dollar bill in Bezdin. That should be Pasul Eidus.
Why
is it not Pasul Eidus?
I'm
asking you why by Milva.
Is it a dollar bill of Pikadon?
I don't tell me what it is. It should be kasher le'edus pasul
le'edus.
Why is it kasher le'edus?
Go back to him, but it's still not a Pikadon.
No. Don't use words. Listen. This person, does he have an ishtamute? Yes or no? Does he have it? What's his ishtamute?
He's not allowed to spend it anymore.
Now he's not allowed to spend it.
What am I?
I'm coming to Bezdin and saying, you have my money. What does that mean? That means that the halva is over. So is he allowed to spend it now? No. He's not allowed to spend it anymore. So right now, at this... What? The halva is over. The time that you were allowed to spend it is done. You decided not to spend it. And now you're being kofer in this halva. Okay, so there's no more ishtamute. You can't say, I'm keeping this money for later. This is my money. You can't spend it now. The halva's over. You got to give it back to me. There's no more ishtamute here, my friends. This person should be pasul la'edus. And if you're going to compare the case of Pikadon to the case of Milva, the case of Pikadon is where he brought the watch, the belt, the cow into Bezdin, or he has it. Case of Kuiper Milva is he still has the money. What about that case, according to Rashi? I would like to humbly suggest that that case is called a Pikadon, which is not what a Bachar HaChashiv, Max's Hebrew name is what?
Matan.
Matan Chaim. It is a Pikadon. In other words, and I'll explain to you why Max, or where he was going. Max thought that you could still spend it if you want. But we're talking about the halva is over. If the halva is over, can I still spend this money? No. And whose money is it? It's his money. So therefore, that's not a Pikadon. I mean, that's not a milv anymore. Now it's a Pikadon. I have his money. I'm holding his money. That is a case of Kofir Pikadon. And he will be Pasul Le'egus. So it comes out what appears to be a nafkamina between Rashi and the other Rishonim. What happens if I borrow $100 from someone? At the end of the halva, I haven't spent it. I'm carrying the money into Beis Din, and I say I didn't borrow it. And then I get caught. He's koifer. Koifer in this thing. According to the other Rishonim, that's no difference having this dollar bill or any other $100 bills. He's going to be kashulatus because who knows what he needs the money for. This is not your money anymore because mevalaitza nitna. So therefore we said, even if I have money in Beis Din, he's not kashulatus. However, according to Rashi, the Rashi says, unless you spend the money, it still belongs to the other person. And now that the halva is up, you can't spend it anymore. You have no ishtamute. According to Rashi, the chor is going to be kashulatus. When Rashi L'Choyro, we're going to say it has a gedder of a pikadon. What? Right? Well, that's the answer. That's the answer we're saying. We're saying that according to Rashi should be pusillatus. The answer is you are pusillatus. I koi for milva is kashulatus. This is not a milva. This is now a pikadon. It would come out another nafkamina, my friends. I would like you to please ask anyone you want this question. I would love to hear people that argue with me. And I will argue with them back. The following thing. Let's say I give Matan Chaim $100 as a loan. What happens if he loses the money on a loan? That's his problem. Listen, it's your problem. You got to give you $100. Give me back $100. I don't care who, how, what gets lost. It makes no difference to me. But what happens if Matan Chaim does not spend the money? It's the end of the halva. The halva is over. Now, something happens to that money. Good question. Is it possible he's going to be putter? According to what I'm understanding, now it's a pikadon. From this moment on, as a din pikadon. As a din a pikadon. So then, now he's a shomer. Shomer could be putter. Calls manas. There's a halva. It has a din of a halva. But when the halva is over, I can't spend it anymore. I don't have the right to use it anymore. Now it's a pikadon. Maybe I'll have a din of a shomer sachar. Maybe I did a shomer chinam.
Oh, yeah, I did a shomer chinam.
I don't know why I did a shomer sachar.
You're not getting paid for it.
In other words, my schar I got beforehand. I allowed you to use it. You didn't use it. So I don't know if that's called. I don't know what his din would be. Rabbi Schweitzer, what do you think his din would be? A shayel? Right now, you're not allowed to use it.
Yeah, but he got benefit out of having his pocket.
Because right now, you're not allowed to use it. He had benefit of having in his pocket. He had options. So maybe he's a Shem Sachar. Shem Chinam. I don't know what he is. But it could be he's going to be putter. Only if he didn't spend the bill. If he used the bill, then it's over, right? Then there's no bill here. There's nothing to talk about. You owe me $100. Produce me $100. But if he never used the bill, and you have the same bill in place, I humbly suggest he can be putter because it has a din of a pikadon. Only according to Rashi. That'll be another nafkamina.
If you spent it, what are you doing to say it also?
after the loan.
Yeah, right. After the loan, if you spent it, you go over the loan 6. Correct. Right, another nafkimin. Okay. What? What, his nafkimin and my nafkimin? Same, basically. Just different stuff. Okay, Rabbi say, let's just start. I really wanted to do more in the Tosis and also in the other Maamar Koines we put out, but we have to start the next sugya, so we're just going to do a little Aschala. Elahad Amar Avhuna, Mashbiyan Oisai Shvua She'enoi Bir Shusai. I want you to understand the Gemara is doing something right now that is monumental. Because up until now we've been speaking about Shvua Dioi Raisas, Shvuas Moide Bemiktas, Shvuas Shoimrim. Now the Gemara is segueing into a Shvua Midirabonon, Shvuas Rav Huna, Mashbiyan Oisai, Shvua She'enoi Bir Shusai. Says the Gemara, what is that Shvua? Now, this is a new Shmua which is introduced to a Shomer. Let's say there's a Shomer who's watching someone's. The example we gave for Seder is Lamborghini. Okay? And he's got it. Now, it's not easy to find a Lamborghini in Eretz Yisrael, regardless of how much money you have. He's a Shomer. He decides, you know what? I really want this Lamborghini. But he's watching it for a friend. So he says, I'll give him his money. Let him go buy his own car. He'll buy something else or whatever. I want to pay him every last cent for what it is. I'm going to pay him. We're afraid when a Shomer says your object disappeared that maybe he really kept it for himself and he's willing to pay. The Shomer is saying, listen, I'll pay you. I'm not going to swear. I'm going to pay you every last cent for what happened. Maybe he really is keeping it and he's got it somewhere hidden in his yard. So therefore, Rav Huna comes along with a new Shvua Midirabanan. Mashpinoi say Shvua She'enoi Bir Shusai. He has to make a Shvua Midrabanan, a Shomer who's willing to pay. He's going to pay. He has to make a Shvua She'enoi Bir Shusai. Because we're afraid, Shema Einov Nosan Boy. Maybe he saw it and he liked it. Could happen. Says the Gemara, Neima. Neima migudu chashera mamina chashera shvuasa. Says the Gemara. Hasam nami moira v'amar demeiko yavina le. Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara introduces something also a little bit new. It's called moira heter. Up until now we've been using ishtamute. Ishtamute maybe is a moira heter, I don't know. Ishtamute is he's pushing him off. And now this person is not pushing him off. He never plans on giving back the Lamborghini. But he says it's not really such a bad thing. I paid him full dollar, top dollar for his Lamborghini. It was his and now it's mine. Okay, but I paid him for it. I didn't do anything so bad. It's not so bad. So therefore he's Myra Hector to say to make Koyavina, I'm paying him. So now what we're gonna have to discuss is this a real gzela? Just he doesn't think it's a gzela? Or is it really not doing Zela? Let's see the next line of the Gemara. Next line of the Gemara says, "I v'ka'over alav deloy sachmoid." Says the Gemara, "Loy sachmoid le'inchi beloy demein mashmalahu." Again, we have the same shayla. The Gemara says, "Forget about the lav of loy sigzol. He's over lav of loy sachmoid." Says the Gemara, "Loy sachmoid is only if you don't give money. The lav of loy sachmoid is not the emotion." We think the lav loy sachmoid is feeling jealousy. It's not. It's acting on your jealousy. Says the Gemara, it's only if you don't pay. If you pay, loy sachmoid le'is. So now again we have the shayla in the Gemara. Is it that he's not over the lav loy sachmoid or he doesn't think he's over on the lav loy sachmoid? The gears that we have in front of us seems to say, loy sachmoid le'inchi beloy demei mashmalu. People don't think they're over Leisachmoid without paying, but maybe you really are, they just don't know that. If you look in Taisvis, he doesn't seem to have the girsa of Le'imchi. Leisachmoid beloy demei mashmalahu. It's beloy demei mashma. Sounds like in Taisvis, it's mashma beloy demei. I don't know, I'll see if Taisvis holds that way. If Rashi holds that way, this will be a discussion which we will continue, Beis Hashem, hopefully, tomorrow.